Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I don't know the direction this is going to go. Sometimes I have an idea. Sometimes I don't. And I think that maybe the end game will be that American Airlines just screwed up. But I want you to see the picture. American Airlines, this is from the Hill.com, and told she should cover herself with a blanket. Tisha Rowe, she's 37 years old, tweeted a photo of herself in the strapless romper she said she was wearing last week on a flight, an image that quickly went viral on social media. She was eventually allowed to return to the flight, thank God, to travel with her son from Jamaica back to Miami. Here's what she was wearing. I want you to take a look at that, John. You've seen the picture, right? Yeah. You know what it's. Have you seen it?
There
you go. Okay, making sure.
It's a back from vacation romper. It's you know.
I've never been in Jamaica. I assume it's warm.
Yeah. I closer to the equator. I mean,
I guess
science.
So.
You know.
There is a picture of her, and she has, as I described, a strapless romper on. Romper is a one piece thing. If you don't know what a romper is, it's a one-piece article of clothing. You put your legs in it, and oftentimes it is then connected at the waist and comes over where the shoulders would be. This one particularly does not have a waist. I'm sorry, does not have a shoulder strap. It does show a portion of her breast. You know, it's a lower cut thing. She writes on Twitter, of course, here's what I was wearing when American Air asked me to deplane for a talk. At which point I was asked to, quote, cover up. When defending my outfit, I was threatened with not getting back on the flight unless I walked down the aisle wrapped in a blanket. Roe, an African-American and Caribbean-American family physician in Houston and the founder of a telemedicine company, wrote online she was humiliated in front of her son, telling the New York Times that she thought race was a factor in the incident. She writes, in the Times, had they seen the same issue in a woman who is not a woman of color, they would not have felt empowered to take me off the plane. In pop culture, especially black women with a body like mine, they're often portrayed as video vixens. So I've had to deal with those stereotypes my whole life. By the way, she's a more full-figured woman, which I don't see a problem with what she's wearing. I'm just reading you the quotes. American Airlines spokeswoman Shannon Gilson said the airline apologized to Roe when she was fully refunded the flight. Quote, we were concerned about Dr. Roe's comments and reached out to her and our team at the Kingston Airport to gather more information about what occurred. We apologized to Dr. Roe and her son for their experience and fully refunded their travel. We are proud to serve customers of all backgrounds. I look at this and think, why in the... I mean, let me ask you this. I take that back. John, you travel a lot.
Yeah.
You fly.
Yeah.
Is it inappropriate for anyone, regardless of their skin color, to wear something like this, a woman to wear something like this, or a dude, on a plane?
Looking at the photo that was posted, absolutely not. Okay. No, this was an overly aggressive, whatever their motivation, silly. I mean, I do fly a lot, and I will tell you, more than 50% of the time, I'm much more offended by the fact that people put their bare feet between the seats, and you're sitting there, and suddenly you feel this thing with your elbow, and you're like, what is that?
A foot comes
back. It's a bare foot. That is disgusting.
I mean, I have been known to take my shoes off on a plane.
Yeah, keep them down.
But they're underneath.
Keep them under the seat.
You know. I'm wearing flip-flops half the flights anyway.
No, this woman, she should have been outraged and offended. This was something that was way out of line, and I'm glad that American Airlines promptly apologized and offered her assistance on rebooking and whatever, but it's just silly. I mean,
I have no idea if race was a factor.
Yeah.
She's claiming race was a factor. I don't know the race of the attendants. I don't know the race of the plane officials, anybody who's taking tickets or any of that kind of stuff. I have no idea. Is there an appropriate dress code in terms of, and let's just focus on women here for a second. Is there an appropriate dress code for what should be covered up when women or men get on a plane? 576-7798. Because like I said, there's no shoulder strap. And I think she's fine, but some people may have had a problem with it. There is no shoulder strap. The top part of the romper does come down. I don't know how large her breasts are, but about halfway, I would guess. And she's got, and the romper is shorts. I mean, is that, if you look at this and go to our Facebook page, go to our Twitter account, you can see it and tell us, was this inappropriate? Is there a double standard for women? Is there an appropriate amount of cleavage, appropriate amount of skin that should be shown? Is there an appropriate level of what you should be wearing when you're a woman boarding a plane? Because obviously you get on a plane in a bikini, then it's going to be a little bit different. 576-7798, 576-7798. You can text into 22980. No, you should not be allowed on a plane if you're getting on as a dude in a bathing suit or a woman in a bikini. You should be dressed a little bit more appropriate than that. Some people put on sweats and an old T-shirt. You know what I mean? Right, right. But at least they are covered up. Is there something that should be? Is there an appropriate level of dress when you get on a flight?
I think sexism is at play here. I mean, I would certainly say that.
So mostly for women, you think?
I think so. I mean, you see men get on planes all the time in tank tops. Mm-hmm. If an airline is going to enforce this sort of dress code, it should be, you know, no bare sleeves or no bare shoulders or whatever, which I think is ridiculous. And mm-hmm. most people would find ridiculous.
Especially if you're coming back from Jamaica.
Right. You're coming back from a vacation, right?
I mean, I'm kind of torn on this. I think the outfit is okay, but I think that they're, I don't know if Southwest and Delta and United, and in this case, American, if there need to be dress codes. I don't know what the right answer is. And feel free to give us a call at 576-7798. Text in 22980. Let's go to Pam in Kansas City. Hi, Pam. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hey, Grant, you want to make sure those phones are on? All right, let's go to Pam now. You're on KMBZ. Hi, Pam.
Hello. How are you?
Doing all right. Have you seen what this woman was wearing? Have you seen questionable attire on airplanes?
No, I have not seen the picture. However, I can tell you this much. There used to be a dress code for airplanes when I was a kid, we used to dress as if we were going to church.
But did you have to?
Did we have to? No, but we chose to because it was a special occasion to actually get on an airplane. I think, given the fact that the airplane is the primary means for people to get around these days, people have relaxed their standards as to what they will and will not put up with.
But again, there's a difference between the way you felt and that was your understanding was and an actual dress code. Because back in the day, and I don't know when you're referring, Pam, but when I was young in the 1980s and we would take flights, it was jeans and a T-shirt were totally fine, as they are today.
Well, they were fine then. I'm talking about 70s, mm-hmm. you know, 60s, 70s. At the same time, my thought is this. If you're going to enforce something like that, you need to adhere to similar standards as are in a courtroom. You're not allowed to run around in a flip-flop on an airplane. For instance, maybe coming down the jetway, you're going to trip between where the jetway
It sounds like, Pam, you just want to see the dress code step back up.
You see what I'm getting at.
I do.
If you go from the jetway into the airplane, you could trip on your flip-flop.
I got you. Hey, Pam, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Now, the other side of the coin is, look, I paid my $300 for my flight. You can't tell me what to wear. If I want to wear flip-flops on my way to Cancun, I'm not going to put on a two-piece, you know, a three-piece suit and a top hat to get onto a flight. Back in the day, like Pam's talking about, that was the thing.
And, you know, I would be okay with airlines. You know, that's consumer choice, right? If an airline wants to establish a dress code, my problem with the dress code is don't make it sexist. You know, make it a uniform. If you're going to have closed-toed shoes, if you're going to have a rule that all flyers must wear closed-toed shoes, then everyone has to do it, right?
That I'm not flying between the months of March or October, and I'm not going south on your flight.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like the paying for bags thing. I mean, you can choose to fly Southwest because you know that as a consumer, you don't have to pay for bags the first two times through. Or you can, and Delta seems to be doing fine, and American seems to be doing fine, and Southwest with their plan seems to be doing fine. And Spirit, which charges you for everything, seems to be doing, air quote, okay.
They do fine. You know, I would say personally, me, like I wear pants and a dress shirt when I fly, but that's by my choice, right? That's what I do. But I don't judge other people. It's just up to each individual choices. I, for whatever reason, I just feel more comfortable not wearing shorts when I'm flying. And
yeah, you
that's
and I fly.
Fine.
You and I fly know, different. Very different. You and very I. Different. I just flew back from Chicago, and I'm trying to think what I wore. I think I wore the pair of shorts I'm actually wearing right now, and a T-shirt that says "I can't adult today."
There you
because
go.
It was coming back from a bachelor party. Well, and I was really hungover.
But sometimes things do get a little lax. Like a few weeks ago, there was a story about the guy smoking crack on his flight.
So is that not allowed?
Yeah, that's probably that's crossing the line. You know.
We'll get to more of your phone calls. Patricia and a couple of ladies named Mary, you can jump in at 576-7798. How do you feel about the dress code on planes? And what do you think of what this woman was wearing? Again, you can see it on Facebook. You can see it on our Twitter page as well at KMBZ Radio from thehill.com. It's actually all over. 37-year-old Tisha Rowe tweeted a photo of herself at a strapless romper she was wearing on a flight last month from Jamaica to Miami. American Airlines told her she had to cover herself with a blanket if she was to board the flight. So the plan was put a blanket on her, let her walk to her seat with her son, sit down. I assume she could give the blanket back. I don't know. They wouldn't let her get on the flight without doing so. It's a romper. There are no shoulder straps. It shows a lot of skin. She's a more full-figured woman, I guess would be the way to put it. She's claiming race.
The whole situation, American is wrong. This is, at very least, sexism. This is a doctor. This is a physician. It doesn't matter that it's a physician, but this is a professional woman who, again, I don't know if it was racism. I wasn't there. You know, I have no reason to believe or disbelieve her on that, but it definitely is sexism and a huge problem for American Airlines for the way they approach this.
Should there be more of a strict dress code when you board a flight? Do you feel that way? Because, again, she's shown a lot of skin. I think it's fine. I wouldn't care if she walked down and sat next to me, you know, on the plane.
You know, in the last segment, you talked about the charging for bags versus free bags. You know what? Each individual airline, if they want to establish a dress code, do it. Just don't make it arbitrary and capricious. Don't make it sexist. Make it fair and applicable to all passengers, and then people vote with their dollars.
I'm telling you right now, though, if you stepped up and had a strict dress code like Pam wants from back in the day, I am not taking your plane, man. When I fly, I am comfy. In the winter, it's sweatpants. In the summer, it's flip-flops, and I don't care.
I mean, I wear my monocle on the flight, but, you know.
But some people agree with Pam who called up.
Yeah, some people do. You know what? And maybe there should be an airline that has a stricter dress code for people that prefer that kind of experience on a plane.
The anti-Spirit Airlines. 576-7798. Mary is in Kansas City. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I am in my 70s, and I have been flying since I was probably 9 years old. I have never once had a problem with the way anybody dressed on any airline. But I know this is not, you know, I do have a problem the way people dress when they go to church on Sunday. Now, if more people maybe would do that, they wouldn't be so critical of the airlines or any place else. It is truly disgusting when you see women in shorts that come right underneath their butt, their brassiere showing, they're bare-chested. So I have no problem with the airlines, but I think we ought to have problems with other things. But, of course, if we had a dress policy for church, those who go there like that would not go anymore. So right.
Mary, it's almost like what's more important, attendance or dress code? Because if you lose 20% of your audience and maybe guys are in jeans and old T-shirts and tank tops and women are wearing, you know, what you're describing, if they don't come, is the church going to be happy with 20% less even though everybody else is dressed as you put it, more appropriate?
Well, let me just put it this way. A lot of those people that I see, and I go to the same Mass every Sunday, I do not see there that often. So I doubt very seriously if they are contributing as much as 20%. Church would be happy if everybody was contributing 20%. But that's just, as an old lady, that's just my gripe. It just, it annoys me, and I try not to let it because I'm being judgmental. That's our trouble anymore. We're just way too judgmental. So, that's about it.
Mary, thank you so much for your phone call. You take care now. Let's go to Patricia in Topeka.
Hi.
Hi, Patricia. I'm great. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. My comment on the clothing, just be appropriate. I mean, don't wear these tank tops if you're a very heavy person. The tank tops that show what you got and don't fit. And the shorts that go up the crack of your you-know-where. But just be appropriate. But I wanted to tell you quickly. A couple of months ago, I flew to Tennessee. I have stage 4 cancer. I had breast cancer, had a double mastectomy. I wear prosthetics. I got pulled out of the line, and they patted me down and the whole thing, and they got a little bit handsy with the prosthetics. They made me take them off.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
It gets better. They x-rayed them. They were too dense. They called, excuse my language, the freaking bomb squad.
What?
Because they could not see what was inside them. I missed my flight. And I was told, I'm not going to mention the airline, but I was told because they felt I posed a danger. I did not get reimbursed. I did get a, gee, we're sorry.
Wow.
So, yeah. So when I fly, I don't wear my boobies anymore.
Patricia, thank you for it. So, don't hang up. So they screened your prosthetic boobs. They were too dense. Yeah. I mean, that, yeah. Do you track, like when you... Gosh, this is the most inappropriate thing I've asked a caller on the air, I think. So do you, when you travel, do you put them in your checked baggage, or do you just not travel with them at all?
I don't travel with them anymore, because usually my baggage is carry-on.
Oh, you're that person, huh, Patricia?
Well, it's a small bag.
Yeah.
But if they can't see what's in them...
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
What they ended up doing is they took a swab.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And swabbed them to make sure that there was no explosive material on them.
Well, that's the TSA. You
know? I don't think what they did to you was right,
no,
Patricia.
Very inappropriate.
But people who want to harm this country will go to a great lengths to do whatever they can to get explosives up in the air and hurt people. And I applaud the TSA for doing what is right, but the fact that your airline wouldn't bend and give you a refund.
No, that should have been handled. And it also should have been done more privately, more confidentially. Right.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, you know, the only thing I have to say is now you can tell everyone my boobs are the bomb. Right. Like,
oh, God. Haley in Kansas City, you get the final word. Go ahead. You're on KMBZ.
Hi, yeah, I completely disagree with what everybody's been saying. I mean, she was flying from Jamaica to Miami in the summertime.
Right.
Is it like 110 degrees there?
Yeah.
Do they want her to wear a sweater on the plane?
Turtleneck, I believe.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody's wearing a sweater, and anyone has a problem with it, should probably just go put on a sweater in 100-degree weather and find out how it feels.
Totally agree with you, Haley.
Right?
I would also add, you know, I bet you there were 50 men on there in tank tops, right?
That would have been
like,
me.
I guarantee you. Guys in shorts and tank tops coming back from Jamaica. None of them were pulled off.
You know what I hate? When I'm going when I go to KCI for Christmas, and I go to KCI, and I get there, and I'm flying to beautiful Detroit, Michigan, And I see all these people in their Hawaiian shirts. And it's like you strike up that conversation when you park the car. And you're like, oh, where are you headed? They're like, Cancun, Miami, Jamaica. Right. And I'm like, you son of a bee. I'm going where it's colder. I hate that. I'm so jealous. I'm going to beautiful. Why couldn't my family be from Tampa? No, my family's in Michigan where it's freaking cold. Hey, if you want to see the picture and you want to converse about it, it is up on our Facebook page. It's also on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.